So I know what we are putting the carpets. So make sure that there is no gap. You're going close. So if you see gaps in front of you or by your sides, please come closer as long as you have your masks on. That's the only mandatory thing. Make sure that if brothers who are, don't have the mask, I see one brother who needs a mask, inshallah. So we need a mask. So still, we are, the rule is that we are holding on to the requirement of having a mask, please. Outside of that, there's no social distancing. So if you see a gap, please do cover those. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal who gathered us in this masjid to gather us yawm al-qiyamah wa Sayyid al-Mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Every single one of us have a wish that he or she would love to fulfill, or a worry that he or she would love to be removed. So today, inshallah ta'ala, I will mention three steps. If we follow them sincerely, guaranteed the wishes will be fulfilled and the worries will disappear. And as usual, everything is from the Kitab and Sunnah. Three steps. First step. Every single one of us, think of anything that is bothering you, that is making you worry, that is stressing you, or something, a goal that you would love to fulfill, to achieve. Maybe you have financial problems, maybe you have a problem with your spouse, maybe you have a problem with your boss, maybe you want to pass with distinction in your exam. Whatever that thing is, think about it. Put that thought in your mind so we can move to the second step, because the second step is the most important step. This step, it is very important because you're about to make a very important decision. What is that? Listen carefully, Akhwan. This is not just a game. No, no, this is something that we can apply to everything in our life. The second step, tell yourself, I have entrusted Allah with that matter. I have entrusted Allah either to fulfill that wish or to take care of that worry. When me and you fly in the plane, when we travel, we have so much trust in that pilot to get us to our destination, to the level none of us ever thought to go and ask him, how was your sleep last night? Did you drink last night? Are you on drugs? Nothing at all. Complete trust in that pilot. Multiply that by a million times when you are putting your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, in that matter that you just thought about. This step is amal qalbi. This step is an action of the heart. That's why it's a little bit harder than the first one. This step is amal qalbi. Just like we put an effort to have khushu' in the salat, we try as much as we can to concentrate. This is exactly what I'm asking for in the second step, to put all your thought in that matter and complete trust in Allah Azza wa Jal about that matter. Entrust Allah with that worry or that goal, and if you do it right, you will feel some comfort already. If you do it right, you should feel something. This must be established, this step must be established before we proceed. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see that our hearts are really attached to Him. In the first step, the matter was just between you and yourself. In this step, it is between you and the source of comfort. It is between you and the source of peace. It is between us and the one who said, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِندَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. It is between us and the one who said, but there is not a thing except we have its source. We have its source. We have its treasures. Money, we have the source of money. Sickness, we are the source of cure. Worries, we are the source of peace. Whatever it is, Allah is the source of relief. Let me give you an example. Because this step, I don't want to move forward till this step is established. Let's say that one of us have a debt of $50,000. And that debt is giving you sleepless nights. You're always thinking about that debt. And you came to me and said, Ya Sheikh, why this debt is driving me crazy, and especially after I heard that, you know, if someone dies with debt, he will be punished until the debt is covered. Do you have any solution, Ya Sheikh? So I said, I know someone who is multimillionaire, very, very rich. And he is extremely, extremely generous. And he helped so many people pay their debt. He helped many people to pay off their debt. I can talk to him, or I can give you his number. You did not even speak to the guy. You did not even meet the guy. You already felt some relief, right? This guy is going to take care of the problem. He is very generous. He's very rich. And he loves to help people. Just by you hearing this, just by you feeling this, you already felt comfort. Multiply that by a billion times, because now in your matter you are dealing with not a generous guy, not with a rich guy, you are dealing with the generous, with the rich, with the Qadir, with the Alim, with the Khabir, with the Fa'alun Lima Yurid. You are dealing with the one, Allah, the Almighty, the one who knows the unseen. That human being, that rich guy, he could die, he could change his mind, he could go bankrupt. But now, this matter that I'm worried about, or I want to achieve, I am dealing with the one, with Allah Azza wa Jal. So can you imagine? Subhanallah, when we have a matter to trust a human being, we feel so comfortable. We feel relaxed. But when we hear, trust Allah in that matter, we do not have the same feeling. And that's the problem. That's why these things do not work. When I heard about a guy who's rich, I felt so good. But when I heard that put your trust in the rich himself, I'll try it. I'll give it a shot. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. Allah wants, Allah intends to lighten your burden. Allah said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. Allah wants to make us feel comfortable, cozy. Allah told us in the Quran that this deen is ease. We are the one who are complicating things. After this step, like I mentioned, Ya Akhwan, you should feel relief. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whomsoever put his trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. Allah is sufficient for him. He is saying this. He is telling us, whomsoever put his trust in me, I am sufficient. You don't need anything else. So this is, I took more time in the second step because it's extremely important. Now we come to the third step. So I thought about my problem or my wish that I want to be or to achieve. Second, I put complete trust in Allah, and I have no doubt that Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill this wish or relieve me from that stress. Third step, take by the means. Do everything in your capacity towards that goal. You're sick, you wanted, your problem was sickness, I go to doctors, I take the medicine. Your problem was finding a job, I apply, I maybe take new extra courses, I learn a new career. Do everything possible in your capacity to achieve that goal. You have problem with that person and you want it to be resolved, you be the person who called them, forgive me, ask for for peace back again between you and them. Do everything in your capacity to achieve that goal. That is the third step. And when we take by the means, our heart should be attached to the creator of the means and not the means themselves. What does that mean? We will explain that in the second khutbah. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ وَالْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. So someone might say, Sheikh, what's the difference then between a mutawakkil and a person who has no tawakkul? Looks the same, they still have to do things and they still have to do. So what's the difference? A huge difference. Because the person who has no tawakkul, he put all his trust in the means. He put his trust in the medicine. He put his trust in that method that he learned about business. He put his trust in whatever means he used in that doctor. He put his trust in the means. So when the means do not work, he worries more and he panics. If the medicine did not work, if the business is slow, if he fails on the exam, he starts panicking because all the trust was in the means and it was not in the Rabb, in the creator of the means. While the other guy who put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the solution that he's looking for is not good for him, is not good for her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it happen because he put tawakkul in him. It could have been fulfilled. Whatever he has asked for, if he has no tawakkul, it could have been fulfilled and it could have been the worst harm. But because he put his trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah diverted that goal that he wanted. He did not fulfill it. Someone might say, Ya Sheikh, I did all these steps and nothing happened. Then there's one of two scenarios. Number one, your tawakkul was weak. Your tawakkul was weak. You know, when we hear Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, if you say this dua, this will happen. So what do we say? Let me give it a shot. That statement is the reason why it did not happen. Allah cannot be tried. When I make that dua, that promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ما ينطق عن الهوى. So if I follow these steps and it did not work, number one, maybe the tawakkul is very weak. It needs to be strengthened. Or if it is strong, then the reason why your goal was not fulfilled is because Allah Azza wa Jal knows that this goal that you are seeking is not good for you. And you will feel content. You will feel content if the tawakkul was real. Why? Because the one I put my tawakkul upon is the one who knows what's going to happen tomorrow and after tomorrow and 100 years and 1,000,000 years from now. So he did not fulfill that. So that is alhamdulillah. That is the reaction of the believer. So ya akhwan, number one, you put that issue in your head. Number two, you put complete trust in Allah. Ya Allah, ya Rabb, you are the Kabir, you are the Azim, you are the Qawi, you love me more than my own mother. You are so merciful on me, ya Allah. You are all forgiving, ya Allah. You are the all knowing, ya Allah. Anta ala kulli shay'in qadir, ya Allah. You are the awwal, you are the akhir, ya Allah. You are the jabbar, ya Allah. I put my trust in you in this matter. Ya Allah, help me. And I start taking the third step, I start taking by the means. I don't go to sleep. This is not tawakkul. This is tawakkul with the alif. This is not true. No, I take by the means. I start going and doing whatever I'm supposed to be doing. Finally, my beloved brothers and sisters, anytime you are going through any kind of difficulty, because sometimes people say, you know, this is too much. I cannot handle it. I'm very stressed. I'm very depressed. I'm very this. I'm very that. Anytime we are going through any kind of hardship, listen carefully, please. I will end with this, inshallah. Ask yourself two questions. Number one, does Allah know about it? Does Allah know what you're going through? Second question, can He solve it? Does Allah know about it? And the answer is absolutely, without a speck of doubt, He knows about it. Number two, can Allah solve that problem? Absolutely, without a speck of doubt, the answer is 100% yes. Ask, beg Him, raise your hands. Ya Allah, you know what I'm going through. Ya Allah, I need a child. Ya Allah, I need to fix things between me and my spouse. Ya Allah, I need to fix things between me and my parents. Ya Allah, I need to pass this exam. Ya Allah, this debt is killing me. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. Wallahi ya akhwan, that's all it is. But it needs iman, iman, strong iman, that I am not talking to the sheikh, I'm not talking to my buddy, I'm talking to Allah. This is what we're missing in our dua. This is what we are missing in our dua. We forget who we are asking. We are asking the one who will say be, and it will be, no matter what it is. May Allah relieve all our problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us every wish that is good for us in the dunya and in the akhirah. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم أغث إخواننا في اليمن وفي سوريا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين توكلنا عليك يا رب العالمين فوفقنا يا أرحم الراحمين إنك أنت على كل شيء قدير. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please. Please try to cover, close the gaps as much as you can. And if you see a space in the row in front of you, please fill it up. If you don't feel like doing that, inshallah ta'ala, you could move to the back. There is a lot of room. But if you see a space, Rasulullah ﷺ told us, min tamam as-salat, from the perfection of the salat, to close the gaps, inshallah ta'ala. Somebody, there's a lot of space here. Jazakallah. Come forward, please. Try to fill up as much as you can. Brothers in the back, you can move forward, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair, barakallah feekum.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our beloved brother Rashid, one of the security volunteers, his mother is very, very sick and also have COVID at the same time. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give her shifa. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيها. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيها. آمين يا رب العالمين. We also have brother Muhammad Mu'in, his mother-in-law just passed away in Fort Lauderdale. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her the highest place in Jannah. May Allah forgive her sins. Allahumma arham mawtana wa mawtal muslimin. Allahumma arham mawtana wa mawtal muslimin. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.